USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
An hours-long standoff at a Texas synagogue ending late Saturday night. The captor killed by police.
The HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages.
Colleyville, Texas Police Chief Michael Miller saying the suspect originally released one of four hostages. The British national was heard on the synagogue's live stream demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. A massive ash cloud covers the tiny island nation of Tonga. Satellite images show a spectacular eruption on Saturday with a plume of ash, steam, and gas rising like a mushroom. It sent tsunami waves crashing across the shore, people rushing to higher ground. A sonic boom could be heard as far away as Alaska. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tens of thousands of customers are without power in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida as a dangerous winter storm bringing high winds, snow, and ice sweeps across the southeastern United States.
Over 70 million people are under winter weather alerts in the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Snow and freezing rain will be blanketing parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas today before moving into the mid-Atlantic tonight.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting from our New England Bureau. The storm making air travel extremely difficult in some parts of the South. Tennis star Novak Djokovic leaving Australia Sunday evening after losing his final bid to avoid deportation and play in the Australian Open despite not being vaccinated for COVID-19. The 34-year-old from Serbia says he respects the court's ruling but is extremely disappointed. Djokovic departing for home from Melbourne Airport. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A person involved in the talks with former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a plea deal for his corruption case says a deal could be signed as early as this week. Reports angering critics who said it would undermine the rule of law. Demonstrators gathering outside the Attorney General's house Saturday evening. Any deal likely to be challenged in court. Within hours of being sworn in as the new Attorney General in Virginia, Jason Mayara is announcing investigations into the Virginia Parole Board and Loudoun County Public Schools, citing public demand for transparency and accountability in the wake of what was described as scandals and their, quote, horrific aftermath. He was sworn in on Saturday. A mass shooting in Oregon, Wendy King with details from our USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left six people injured. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night.
We have a single suspect right now that was seen fleeing the scene, and all we know is it's a male in a hoodie.
Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
The thing that's really critical about this is that when you have something like this happen with this many people involved, we know we have witnesses, we know we probably have video and audio available if people are willing to share that with us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.